The Last Ant. Written by Dawn Blair. Narrated by Dawn Blair. One ant ran around on the marble counter as it scurried to find food. The rest of the ant colony had succumbed to the poison bait left on the kitchen floor, but this lone ant continued to work hard for the others that no longer existed. I felt like that ant, still giving an effort when everyone else was dead. Except that the hive of humanity wasn't dead, just stupid. How had it come to this? I tried to track humanity's digression with my graphs and flowcharts, but one thing remained clear. It hadn't been a single choice made by humanity, but rather a culmination of thoughtless living. It had become easy to think that someone else would come along and save the world. Why bother when you were owed a living by the government? Oh, but let the masses be angry because they didn't like who was in control, and yell because they weren't given enough money and support. The human leeches wanted it all, without having to do anything in return. So the planet went to hell. Literally. No one wanted to claim they were responsible for the decline. No one wanted to admit that they had brought the poison into the colony. But the truth was that everyone had done that, one small portion at a time. The body slowed down, occasionally twitching. Anger over society, of nothing being done, at each other. But no one wanted to do anything but shout their hatred. No one wanted to look to see if what they contributed to the whole of society was nothing but poison. Because animosity tasted so sweet, and hatred so effortlessly obtained, no one wanted to bring in the things that could bring the human hive back to health. No, this was easier, better tasting, at least to our mouths. Until death came over the whole collective. I pulled my gaze away from that solitary ant running over the counter, making pointless loops in his frantic search. It depressed me. I had to get back to my charts and graphs. My own quest needed continued, pointlessly. Pictures had once hung on the now pristine white walls of the hallway. Even now, I saw the ghosts of them. I had been in this house far longer than it had been a medical station lab. I'd agreed to do this job if WK Industries let me live in my home. I often wondered if getting the conversion done on the house was worse than taking up residence in one of their buildings. Here, I still had to live with...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?